somebody be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Why don't you link up with somebody, take them by the hand, and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Alguien sea sensitivo al Espíritu, agarra la mano del vecino y ora.
Come on, that's it. Be sensitive to the Holy Ghost.
Eso es, sea sensitivo ahorita.
Be sensitive to the Holy Ghost.
Ábrete al Espíritu Santo.
Let the Spirit make intercession.
Deja que el Espíritu interceda.
Come on, that's it. Just open up. Open up. Let
ábrete.
The Spirit speak.
Ábrete, ábrete, que el Espíritu hable.
Let deep cry unto deep at the noise of his waterspout.
Que lo profundo clame a lo profundo, que tu Espíritu le llame a él.
The Holy Ghost is moving right now.
El Espíritu se está moviendo ahorita.
The Holy Ghost is moving right now.
Se está moviendo el Espíritu.
We are so thankful tonight to have brother and sister Dunn with us.
Estamos tan agradecidos tener al hermano Dunn y su esposa.
And I want her to come and share her testimony. I want you to talk to us tonight.
Quiero que vengan y compartan su testimonio.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Bienvenidos a todos.
I'm just so thankful for the Spirit of God that we feel here.
Estoy agradecido al Espíritu que siento aquí.
I was asked to share my testimony, and so I won't try to take up much time because talking about the goodness of God.
Voy a compartir mi testimonio y no va a tomar mucho tiempo.
It could take a really long time.
Y hablando de las cosas de Dios,
because he's been very, very faithful to me.
Porque él ha sido fiel conmigo.
I could tell many stories.
Puedo contar muchas historias.
But I'll just tell how God found me.
Voy a contar de cómo me encontró Dios.
I wasn't raised on Pentecostal pews.
Yo no crecí en una iglesia.
I was raised in a charismatic church.
Yo crecí en una iglesia que era carismática.
My father and mother were the pastors of the church.
Mis padres eran los pastores de la iglesia.
And from the age of 4 years old.
De la edad de 4 años.
That's when they started the church.
Ahí es cuando empezaron la iglesia.
Also the age that I got the Holy Ghost.
Y la edad cuando yo recibí el Espíritu Santo.
But our church, of course, was Trinitarian.
Pero la iglesia era trinitaria.
And until the age of 19.
Hasta la edad 19.
I was very involved in ministry.
Estaba bien involucrado en el ministerio.
I loved God.
Amaba a Dios.
I loved the people of God.
Amaba al pueblo de Dios.
I loved going to church.
Amaba ir a la iglesia.
And I was at church all the time.
Y estaba en la iglesia todo el tiempo.
But when I was 19 years old,
cuando tenía 19 años,
my life changed really drastically.
Mi vida cambió drásticamente.
There's five of us siblings.
Tengo 5 hermanos.
And we found out that my father was committing gross moral sins.
Me encontré que mi padre estaba engañando.
Abusing my older sister.
Estaba abusando mi.
Multiple affairs in the church.
Mi hermana y tenía problemas en la iglesia.
And because our church was well known in the area.
Y porque la iglesia era conocida.
It was publicized.
Fue publicado.
So we had a lot of church people that were my family.
Habían muchos de la iglesia, mi familia.
But when this came out, of course, they got hurt.
Cuando esto salió, ellos se lastimaron.
And hurt people hurt people.
Lastimó a las personas.
Unless you take it to God.
Y si lo llevas a Dios.
And sometimes processing you hurt other people.
Y a veces en el proceso lastimas a los demás.
And so my family suffered a whole lot of church hurt.
So mi familia sufrió mucho de la iglesia.
And so when I was 19, I said, God, I love you.
Cuando tenía 19, yo le dije, Dios, te amo.
But I don't want anything to do with church people anymore.
Pero no quiero nada que ver con la iglesia ya.
And so I decided to leave my church.
Decidirme de la iglesia.
And do something I had never done before.
Y hacer algo que nunca había hecho.
Which was just go live for myself and do what I wanted to do.
Que es vivir por mí y hacer lo que yo quiera.
But God remembered the prayers.
Pero Dios se acordó de mi alabanza.
That four-year-old girl, five-year-old girl, eight-year-old girl, when I would lay in the altar.
Que esa niña de cuatro años
cuando estaba orando. And I would
pray to Him. Y lo alaba.
And He didn't let me go.
Y él no me dejó ir.
So, a few months after I made that decision.
Unos meses después que me fui.
I met a guy.
Me encontré con un varón.
And I thought he was a bad boy.
Y yo pensaba que era malo.
And I thought I was getting away from church.
Y yo pensaba que me estaba yendo de la iglesia.
And he was like the first guy I'd ever dated.
Y el hombre que yo fui en cita con él.
And one night we were talking on the phone.
Y una noche estábamos en el teléfono.
And we both start talking about the Holy Ghost.
Y los dos empezamos a hablar del Espíritu.
And I said, "You have the Holy Ghost?"
Y le dije, "¿Tú tienes el Espíritu?"
He said, "You have the Holy Ghost?"
Y luego me dijo, "¿Tú lo tienes?"
I said, "Yeah."
Yo le dije, "Sí."
And I thought, "Okay, what does this mean?"
Y pensé, ¿qué significa esto?
So his family had just moved to a UPC church in the area.
Su familia se había ido a otra iglesia.
And he invited me to church.
Y me invitó a la iglesia.
And I went to church with him.
Y fue a la iglesia con él.
And when I walked in,
y cuando entré,
I saw all kinds of long skirts.
Miré faldas largas.
And I saw all kinds of long hair.
Y miré pelo largo.
And I was a cosmetologist and a makeup artist.
Y yo tenía maquillaje.
And so I was thinking,
y yo estaba pensando,
what is this?
¿Qué es esto?
Why does everybody look like this here?
¿Por qué se ven así todos?
And I was a little bit scared.
Y yo tenía un poco de miedo.
And when people started worshiping,
y cuando empezaron a adorar,
I was used to dancing with the music.
Yo estaba acostumbrado a danzar.
But I had never seen such expressive worship.
Pero nunca había alabanza con expresión así.
And so I was a little scared, like I said.
So tenía miedo.
But all of a sudden,
pero de repente,
the Holy Ghost fell.
El Espíritu cayó.
And when the Holy Ghost fell,
y cuando cayó el Espíritu,
it was such a concentrated dose of the Holy Ghost.
Estaba tan concentrado.
I just laid on the floor and spoke in tongues.
Que me acosté en el piso, me hablé en lenguas.
The whole service.
Todo el servicio.
And I said, God.
Y dije, Dios.
I wanted to feel Your presence.
Yo quiero sentir Tu presencia.
That this is where it is that I'm gonna feel Your presence.
Si aquí es donde está,
then I'll never
sentir.
Leave. I'll do whatever I have to do.
Nunca me
because
voy de tu
I was
presencia.
So dry, I was so thirsty.
Porque estaba tan
I was
seco.
Suicidal, I was depressed.
Estaba deprimido.
I was ready to take my life.
Estaba
but God said
la vida.
No. He said, I have something more for you.
Dijo, tengo algo más para ti.
And let me tell you about the goodness of God.
Y déjate digo de la bondad de Dios.
When you obey God,
cuando obedeces a Dios,
He won't just so show Himself faithful to you.
No solamente es fiel
He'll show contigo, Himself faithful to your family.
Pero Él va a ser fiel a tu familia.
And without going into a lot of details, I will tell you this.
Y sin ir a detalles, te digo esto.
My mother, who is so bitter,
mi madre que era tan,
she told me she would never ever be a Pentecostal.
Y ella dijo que nunca iba a ser una pentecostal otra vez.
But today, she's married to an apostolic man.
Pero este día está casada con alguien apostólico.
Y está en estudio
dominical.
She serves in the church school.
Ella está yendo a la iglesia.
She loves God and she loves them up the front, worshiping with everybody else.
Ella ama a Dios y adora con los demás.
My younger sister came in and she's in truth.
Mi hija,
my
mi
other younger sister came in and she's in truth.
Mis hermanas,
my older sister who was abused and who was shown
la
by a man of God. Such a wrong way. She should never be healed. But my God's a miracle worker, and she prayed through the Holy Ghost, and she was baptized in Jesus' name in 2020, and she's serving in her church. And I believe my brother's on the way.
Yo creo que mis hermanos vienen en el camino.
But God is a restorer.
Pero Dios se restaura.
And anything that you bring to God,
y todo lo que le traes a Dios,
and you lay at His feet,
y lo pones a sus pies,
He's going to give you double for your trouble.
Él te va a dar
the
el doble.
Sacrifice is worth it.
Y te va
when
a decir,
He extracts the oil.
Y él te va a sacar.
The oil is worth it. Because my God is good and He's faithful.
Porque mi Dios es bueno y es fiel.
Today, bro,
le doy gracias a Él.
Come on, there's restoration in the house. Why don't you lift your hands?
Hay restauración en esta casa. Levanten sus manos.
There's healing in this house. Why don't you lift your hands?
Hay sanidad en esta casa. Levanten sus manos.
There's a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Why don't you praise him?
Hay un manto de alegría para el espíritu
angustiado. Come on, all over the house for the hurting.
Todos los que están lastimados.
For the broken.
Los que están quebrados.
For the wounded.
Para los lastimados.
For the one who feels like there's no way it's ever going to change.
Para el que se siente que no va a venir el cambio.
The same God.
El mismo Dios.
That same Jesus.
Ese mismo Jesús.
Is in this place tonight.
Está en este lugar.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Why don't you open up your heart to him tonight?
Porque no abren su corazón esta noche.
Why don't you open up your heart to him tonight?
Porque no abren su corazón esta noche.
The name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
The name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Be sensitive for just a moment, church.
Sean sensitivo por un momento.
Be sensitive for just a moment.
Sean sensitivo por un momento.
There's heart healing in this place. Look around you.
Hay sanidad en los corazones ahorita.
Somebody's healing right now.
Alguien va a ser sanado ahorita.
Somebody is believing for the first time in a long time.
Alguien está creyendo por la primera vez en mucho tiempo.
Be sensitive to the Holy Ghost.
Sean sensitivo al Espíritu.
Job chapter 29 tonight.
Vamos a estar en Job 29.
So thankful for everything that the Holy Ghost is doing.
Tan agradecido por lo que está haciendo el Espíritu.
He's been moving all day long today.
Se ha estado moviendo todo este día.
We're so thankful for Brother Angel going down in the water in Jesus' name before service tonight.
Agradecido por Ángel que fue bautizado antes del servicio.
God is doing incredible things in our midst.
Dios está haciendo cosas increíbles.
That's three in a week that have been baptized.
Tres en una
semana. Before or after or in between church.
Antes o después en medio de la iglesia.
God is doing incredible things.
Dios está haciendo cosas increíbles.
Praise God. Job chapter 29, beginning in verse 1.
Job 29, empezando en 1.
Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured out me rivers of oil. When I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, it's talking about dominion and authority. The young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained talking and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eyes saw me, it gave witness to me, because I delivered the poor that cried. This is a man walking in dominion and authority. And the fatherless, and him that had none to help him, the blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame. I want to preach for just a few moments by the help of the Holy Ghost. Eyes for the blind.
Ojos para los ciegos. Voy a predicar unos momentos.
Why don't you put your Bible down and lift your hands to heaven? Just open up your spirit to God. God, I pray that you would minister in this house tonight, God. I pray that you would take us out of the way, God, and that your spirit would move in a profound way, O Lord. I pray that you would get past the body, get past the mind, and I pray that you would penetrate the spirit, God, the essence of where we are tonight, God. Minister to your people, God. Break every chain, loose every binding thing, O God. Heal every disease, O Lord, and we'll praise you for it. We'll glorify you for it and magnify you for it. In Jesus' name, praise God. You can be seated in the presence of God tonight. Praise God. In the middle of the 16th century,
en medio de el siglo 16,
a boy was born of two parents in Pisa, Italy.
Un niño fue nacido de dos padres.
During one of the most significant times in history.
En uno de los lugares más significados en la historia.
His father was a wool trader and a musician.
Su padre era alguien en el mercado.
In his early years, he was enrolled in a monastery and wanted to become a priest.
En sus años primeros estaba en un ministerio.
And at a pivotal time in his life.
Y en un tiempo importante de su vida.
At the very moment when he would have been sworn into the ministry.
En el momento cuando iba a ser jurado al ministerio.
His father sent letters to his superiors that were priests.
Su padre mandó cartas a los superiores que eran los sacerdotes.
Because he had developed a sickness.
Porque desarrolló una enfermedad.
There was a disease in his eyes.
Había una enfermedad en su ojo.
He had an eye infection.
Tenía una infección en el ojo.
But history records that to some degree it was just an excuse on his father's part.
Pero la historia nos dice que era una excusa del parte del padre.
His dad did not want him going into the ministry.
Su padre no quería que fuera al ministerio.
Ironically enough, the Enlightenment period was ushered in by a small boy.
Y por ironía el tiempo del que los ojos fueron abiertos fue abierto por él.
Named Galileo.
Se llamaba Galileo.
Who was torn between being a priest and being a scientist.
Y estaba entre siendo un científico o siendo un sacerdote.
And even more ironically, it was sparked by.
Y con más ironía estaba abierto con.
A very pivotal moment in his life.
Un momento muy importante en su vida.
When that boy developed an eye infection.
Cuando ese niño desarrolló una infección en el ojo.
Sometimes some of the largest shifts that you can imagine.
A veces los cambios más grandes que puedes imaginarte.
Massive doors of opportunity.
Puertas enormes que se abren de oportunidad.
Swing on incredibly small hinges.
Se mueven en las bisagras pequeñas.
By the end of Galileo's life.
Al final de la vida de Galileo.
After an entire lifetime of eye trouble.
Después de problemas en los ojos toda su vida.
His life would be rendered completely blind.
Su vida, sus ojos iban a ser ciegos completos.
Because of his life and contribution to science.
Porque su vida y su contribución a la ciencia.
A struggle would ensue between science and religion.
Una batalla entre la ciencia y la religión iba a empezar.
Christianity for over 1,000 years had been driven by the Catholic Church.
Cristianismo por más de 1,000 años en ese tiempo fue manejado por el catolicismo.
And it was such an imposing religious structure.
Y era una religión que tenía muchas reglas.
That it stood indomitable against change.
Y no quería cambiar en ninguna manera.
And Galileo was a small boy that was caught between the two worlds.
Y Galileo era un hombre atrapado en esos dos mundos.
And when you read the history of his life.
Y cuando lees la historia de su vida.
It seems like the central issue that would seal his fate.
Al parecer que el monte más importante
would be his natural eyesight.
Era su vista natural.
You see, Galileo, had he continued to pursue the ministry,
Galileo se iba a seguir el ministerio.
He would have been developed by a blind religious world.
Hubiera sido desarrollado por una religión ciega.
Books would eventually be written about his life and contribution to science and the Enlightenment.
Los libros fueron escritos de él sobre la contribución que él hizo.
They would call him Galileo.
Le llamaron Galileo.
The watcher of the skies.
El que mira las estrellas.
As he began to search through the natural world.
Mientras empezó a buscar el mundo natural.
One by one, he began to defy the conclusions of the Catholic Church.
Uno por uno empezaba a pelear contra lo que encontró la Iglesia Católica.
In the scientific community, he became a purveyor of truth.
En la comunidad de ciencia él echaba la verdad.
He stood in the face of the institution.
Él se paró enfrente de la institución.
And all of it started with an eye infection.
Y todo empezó con una infección de un ojo.
Would he be a scientist or would he be a theologian?
Si iba a ser un teólogo o un científico.
He almost took the vow to become a priest.
Casi fue jurado al sacerdote.
He almost gave his life to religion.
Casi entregó su vida a la religión.
But he got an eye infection instead.
Pero agarró una infección en el ojo primero.
And he delayed taking his vows.
Y él no se echó ese jurado.
And at that point in his life, his eyes began to shift away from the religious world around him.
Sus ojos cambiaron a la vista del mundo de religión.
And Galileo began watching the stars.
Y Galileo empezó a mirar las estrellas.
Instead of learning the theology of the Catholic Church of his day,
en vez de aprender la teología de los católicos,
he chose science over religion.
Él escogió la ciencia sobre la religión.
Categorically speaking, he chose an inferior field.
Hablando en categorías, escogió algo menor.
But interestingly enough,
pero interesante en esto,
he chose the field that had an unobstructed view of the cosmos.
Escogió algo que no tenía una visión limitada al cosmos.
In the process of time, he would invent the telescope.
En el proceso del tiempo, él inventó el telescopio.
And the telescope gave Galileo a front seat view of the universe.
Y el telescopio hizo que mirara todo el universo.
The psalmist David declared in Psalms chapter 8.
El salmista declara en Salmos 8.
O Lord, our Lord.
Oh Señor, nuestro Señor.
How excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Qué excelente es tu nombre en toda la
tierra. Who has set thy glory above the heavens.
Que has puesto tu gloria arriba de los cielos.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength.
De la boca de los niños has ordenado la
fuerza. Because of thine enemies that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger.
Por tus enemigos para que tú puedas ganar la venganza.
He went on to say, when I consider the heavens.
Dijo, cuando considero los cielos.
The works of thy fingers,
las obras de tu mano,
the moon and the stars,
la luna y
which thou hast ordained,
que tú has ordenado.
What is man that you're mindful of him?
Que es el hombre que piensas
and
en
the
nosotros.
Son of man that you visitest him.
Y el hijo del hombre que lo visitas.
For you have made him a little lower than the angels,
lo has hecho poquito menos del ángel.
And you crowned him with glory and with honor.
Y lo coronaste con gloria y honor.
You made him have dominion over all the works of your hands,
lo hiciste que tuviera dominio sobre
and you have put all things under his feet.
Y has puesto todo bajo sus pies.
All sheep and oxen,
todo cordero,
yea, the beast of the field,
todas las bestias del
the
campo,
fowl of the air,
todas las naves del campo,
and the fish of the sea,
y todos los peces
and
del mar,
whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea,
y lo que pasa por el mar.
O Lord, O Lord,
oh Señor, Señor,
how excellent is thy name in all of the earth.
Tan excelente es tu nombre en toda la tierra.
What happened for the psalmist David,
lo que le pasó al salmista,
is as he was considering the heavens,
mientras él consideraba los cielos,
and the works of God's fingers,
y las obras de las manos de Dios,
the moon and the stars that God had ordained,
las lunas y las estrellas que Dios hizo,
he began to see some things unfolding in his life.
Empezó a mirar cosas desarrollar en su vida.
He could see man in his proper place.
Podía mirar al hombre en su lugar.
He could see man in his position of dominion and authority and power.
Podía mirar al hombre en su posición de dominio y autoridad.
David was doing the same thing that God had instructed Abraham to do.
David estaba haciendo lo mismo que Abraham le
instruyó. David was getting outside of his tent.
David él estaba saliendo afuera de tu
campo.
He
was getting outside of the structure that had been created for him.
Estaba saliendo fuera de su tienda, la estructura.
And he was looking up at the stars.
Y él estaba mirando arriba las estrellas.
And he was counting the stars.
Y las estaba contando.
And he was considering the heavens.
Y las estaba considerando los
because
cielos.
Because the heavens declare the glory of God.
Porque el cielo declara la gloria de
and
Dios.
The earth shows God's handiwork.
Y la tierra enseña las manos
day
de él.
Unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge.
Día a día habla y noche a noche.
And there is no language or speech where her voice is not heard.
Y no hay lenguaje donde su idioma no es escuchado.
I want to tell somebody tonight, if you want to experience dominion,
le quiero decir a alguien, si quieres sentir el dominio,
you need to get outside of the box that has framed you up to this point.
Tienes que salir de la estructura de lo que has
creído
hasta
ahorita. You need to get outside of your religious structure tonight.
Tienes que salir de tu religión
esta noche. You need to get outside of your tradition. tradition tonight.
Tienes que salir de tu tradición esta noche.
You need to get outside of the structure that has defined you.
Tienes que salir de esa estructura que
and
te ha definido.
You need to begin to look up at the cosmos that God created.
Y tienes que empezar a mirar a los cosmos
you
que
need
Dios
to begin
hizo.
To consider the heavens.
Debes considerarlo en el cielo.
The works of God's fingers.
Las obras de las manos de Dios.
Because the heavens are declaring the glory of God.
Porque los cielos declaran la gloria de Dios.
Praise God. Man was during this period liberated from bad theology.
La humanidad en este tiempo fue liberado por teología.
When it began to look up at the stars.
Cuando empezó a mirar arriba a las estrellas.
But something was created for Galileo.
Pero algo fue creado para Galileo.
A bifurcation was created.
Algo fue creado.
A separation was created.
Una separación fue creada.
Between science and religion.
Entre la ciencia y la religión.
There was a separation between the seen and the unseen.
Había una separación de lo visto y lo no lo visto.
He became a seer who would eventually lose his sight.
Él se hizo alguien que ve que perdió la
vista. From that moment on in his life.
De ese momento en su vida.
His natural sight would begin to diminish.
Su vista natural empezaba a disminuir.
And he would be progressing toward blindness.
Iba a acercarse a la ceguera.
And he would at the end of his life.
Y al final de su vida.
Become completely blind.
Iba a ser ciego completo.
But he became one of the central figures.
Pero una figura
he was one of the early fathers of the scientific revolution.
Era uno de los de la revolución científica.
And that would usher in the enlightenment.
Que iban a entrar la revelación.
He was coming out of a period of darkness.
Estaba viniendo de una temporada oscura.
900 years in Europe.
900 años en Europa.
Of the dark ages.
De las edad oscura.
There was something on the inside of him.
Había algo adentro de él.
There was a voracious appetite, a hunger to know what was true on every plane.
Había un apetito feroz adentro de él.
And instead of being confined to a false religious structure.
Y en vez de nomás estar acercado a una religión.
He began looking at the world through the telescope.
Empezó a mirar el mundo por el telescopio.
The religious world had taught for generations of time.
El mundo religioso enseñó por mucho tiempo.
That the universe revolved around the earth.
Que el universo volteaba alrededor de la tierra.
And what that did for humanity.
Y lo que hacía eso para la humanidad.
Was it put man at the center of the plan.
Puso el hombre al medio del plano.
But as Galileo would begin to see the cosmos.
Pero mientras Galileo empezaba a mirar los cosmos.
He would begin to see that in fact the earth is not the center of the universe.
Él miró que el sol no era el centro del universo.
But he began to observe the patterns of rotation.
La planeta no era el empezó a mirar lo que volteaba.
And he discovered that the earth actually orbits around the sun.
Y se dio cuenta que la Tierra es la que da vueltas alrededor del sol.
Which made the greater light of Genesis 1.
Que hizo la luz más grande de Génesis 1.
The center of our world.
El centro de nuestro mundo.
And not the earth itself.
Y no la Tierra.
Because God made the greater light to rule the day.
Porque Dios hizo la luz más grande para
and the lesser light he made to rule the night.
Y la otra luz para la noche.
And the lesser light, the moon doesn't have light in and of itself.
Y la luna no tiene luz en sí.
But the moon reflects the greater light.
Pero la luna refleja la
that
luz
is
más
at
grande
the center of our world.
Que está en el centro de nuestro mundo.
And it reveals to us that our little planet
y revela que nuestro planeta
revolves around something that's much bigger than itself.
Gira alrededor de algo más grande.
It began to reveal to us
nos empezó a decir
that everything in the physical world
que todo en el mundo físico
that is alive
que está vivo
is not getting life from the earth itself.
No agarra vida de la tierra.
That everything about the planet that we live on
que todo del planeta en el cual vivimos,
the radiant energy that we experience
la energía que sentimos,
the process of photosynthesis,
el proceso del fotosíntesis,
the light that we see
la luz que miramos,
the heat and the energy that radiates around the planet
el calor y la energía
doesn't come from the planet itself.
No viene de este planeta.
But it comes from the sun.
Pero viene del sol.
And that began to communicate to humanity.
Y eso empezó a comunicarse
that
a nosotros.
Every living thing on the earth
que toda cosa que está viviendo
gets its energy from outside of the earth.
Recibe la energía fuera del
and
planeta.
That the earth is completely dependent
y la tierra depende
upon
completamente
forces outside of itself.
De fuerzas fuera de en sí.
And so the earth has a relationship
so la tierra tiene una relación
with the sun.
Con el sol.
which was discovered by Isaac Newton.
Que fue descubrido por Isaac Newton.
And he discovered that that relationship is so precise.
Y él descubrió que esa relación es tan precisa.
That there is actually a mathematical formula for it.
Que hay una fórmula matemática.
And they began to discover that you can plug in a formula.
Y empezaron a darse cuenta que pueden
usar una matemática fórmula. And it works every time.
Y trabaja todo el tiempo.
That's a massive lesson for the Church of the Living God tonight.
Esa es una lección importante para la iglesia.
There is a source that is outside of the church.
Hay una fuente que está fuera de la iglesia.
That we are completely dependent upon.
Y nosotros dependemos completamente.
All of our knowledge comes from somewhere outside of ourselves.
Todo el conocimiento viene afuera de
All
nosotros.
All of our power comes from something outside of itself.
Todo nuestro poder viene afuera de nosotros.
Our being comes from something outside of ourselves.
Nuestro ser viene de alguien más.
Our presence comes from something outside of ourselves.
Nuestra presencia viene afuera de nosotros.
And there is only one source.
Y solamente hay una fuente.
That is all powerful.
Que es todopoderoso.
That is all knowing.
Que todo lo sabe.
That is all present.
Que es todo presente.
Can I tell the church tonight?
Le puedo decir a la iglesia esta noche.
That it never was about us.
Que nunca se trataba de nosotros.
It always was about him.
Siempre ha sido de él.
It's all in him tonight.
Es todo en él esta noche.
You're not going to get clarity tonight.
No vas a recibir claridad.
Focusing back on yourself.
Enfocándote en ti mismo.
You're not going to get power tonight.
No recibirás poder esta noche.
Focusing back on yourself.
Enfocándote en ti.
You're not going to get dominion tonight.
No recibirás dominio.
Focusing back on yourself.
Enfocándote en ti mismo.
But everything that I need.
Pero todo lo que necesito.
Is outside of me.
Está afuera de mí.
Everything that we need.
Todo lo que necesito.
Is beyond me.
Está más allá de mí.
Everything that we need for
Todo lo que necesitamos de la
vida. Is outside of us.
Está fuera de
the
aquí.
Dominion that I'm looking for.
El dominio que estoy buscando.
Is beyond me.
Está más
It's
allá.
Outside of me.
Está fuera de mí.
It's above me.
Está arriba de mí.
Praise God. I need the sound team to help me with monitor tonight. You won't get clarity focused back in on yourself.
No recibirás claridad enfocándote en ti.
You won't see yourself clearly focusing on yourself.
No te verás claritamente.
You have to have a telescope.
Tienes que tener un telescopio.
That can see out.
Que puede mirar afuera.
The Apostle Paul told the occupants at Mars Hill.
El apóstol Pablo le dijo a los
In him.
En él.
We move.
Nos movemos.
In him we breathe.
En él respiramos.
And in him we have our being.
Y en él tenemos nuestro ser.
As some of your own poets have also said.
Como algunos de sus poetas han dicho.
Galileo was living during a very dark time.
Galileo vivía en tiempos oscuros.
He was coming out of a time of depression.
Salía de tiempo de depresión.
He was coming out of a season of ignorance.
Estaba saliendo de ignorancia.
The Bible said, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge."
La Biblia dice, "Están destruidos por no tener conocimiento."
But it wasn't just knowledge in a classical sense that they needed.
Pero no solamente era conocimiento.
They needed revelation.
Necesitaban revelación.
It's not just head knowledge.
No solamente es conocimiento
but
de la cabeza.
Heart knowledge.
Es conocimiento del
it's
corazón.
It's not just knowledge that passes through your cognition.
No es conocimiento que
but it's knowledge
mente.
That passes through your emotions.
Es conocimiento que pasa
and
por
your
tus emociones
spirit.
Y tu espíritu.
Can I tell you tonight, you can't get that kind of revelation.
Le puedo decir esta noche, no puedes
sitting
agarrar esa
in a
revelación.
Class. You can't get that kind of revelation.
No puedes agarrar esa revelación.
Listening to another self-help presentation.
Escuchando una presentación.
But you get that kind of knowledge.
Pero recibes esa clase de conocimiento.
Looking at something above yourself.
Mirando algo más arriba que tú.
Seeing something beyond yourself.
Viendo algo más allá que tú.
Seeing something outside of yourself.
Viendo algo afuera de ti.
You won't get that revelation counseling with yourself.
No recibirás ese consejo.
You'll only get that revelation observing something beyond you.
Solo podrás hacer eso saliendo de ti.
So Galileo began to look at the stars.
Entonces Galileo empezó a mirar las estrellas.
Something about that period of time.
Algo de ese tiempo en la vida.
While the religious leaders were blind.
Mientras los religiosos estaban ciegos.
While the political leaders were blind.
Mientras los líderes políticos estaban ciegos.
They had dampened education.
Ellos habían
They had restricted the pursuit of knowledge.
Habían restringido el conocimiento.
They were manipulating and controlling people.
Estaban manipulando y restringiendo
and
a las
it was
personas.
One of the darkest times in human history.
Era uno de los tiempos más oscuros en la humanidad.
But somebody started looking up at the stars.
Pero alguien empezó a mirar a las estrellas.
Somebody started getting orientation with their universe.
Alguien empezó a mirar al universo.
Somebody began to challenge conventional wisdom.
Alguien empezó a retar el conocimiento
and the
en ese
light
tiempo.
Started coming on in Europe.
Y la luz empezó a venir en Europa.
Can I tell somebody tonight?
¿Le puedo decir a alguien esta noche?
That one season of your life.
Que una temporada de tu vida.
One moment in
your life.
Un momento en tu vida.
When chaos happens.
Cuando el caos sucede.
And it begins to birth something on the inside of you.
Y empieza a nacer algo adentro de ti.
That says I am dissatisfied.
Que dice estoy no estoy satisfecho.
With the way that things are currently.
De la manera como son ahorita
and
las cosas.
And I'm going to begin to search for something outside of myself.
Voy a empezar a buscar algo fuera de mí.
One moment in your life.
Un momento en tu vida.
That allows your path to cross with the universal.
Que permita que tus caminos crucen
and the divine
con el universo y lo divino
can open up a path of revelation
puede abrir la revelación
that forever alters the course of your history.
Que cambia tu vida para siempre.
But can I tell you that it's not just going to alter your history.
Pero no solamente cambiaría tu historia.
It's going to alter the history of everybody that you come in contact
cambiaría
with.
La historia de todos los que conoces.
Because you say
porque tú dices,
I've encountered something outside of my world
he encontrado algo fuera de mi mundo.
And I'm not going to stay the way that I am.
Y no me voy a quedar
I'm not going to be defined by my past.
No va a ser definido por
I'm
mi pasado.
I'm not going to be defined by my history.
No seré definido por mi historia.
I'm not going to be defined by the darkness.
No seré definido por la oscuridad.
I'm not going to be defined by the pathology.
No seré definido por la patología.
But I'm going to be defined by a revelation.
Pero seré definido por una revelación.
Come on, does anybody have a made-up mind tonight?
Hablen con alguien esa decisión.
I'm ready to see something beyond myself.
Alguien que quiere ver algo más allá.
I'm ready to experience a new season of harvest.
Alguien que quiere ver una nueva temporada.
A new season of revelation.
Una nueva temporada de revelación.
A new season of increase.
Una temporada de aumento.
Come on, somebody praise him.
Alguien alábelo.
Somebody magnify Jesus.
Alguien magnifique a Jesús.
One season of darkness.
Una temporada de oscuridad.
One season of disappointment.
Una temporada de decepción.
One season of emptiness and loss
una temporada de vacío y pérdida
can change the course of history.
Puede cambiar la historia.
That's what we read about the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6.
Es lo que leemos en Isaías.
It was a pivotal time in the nation of Israel.
Era un momento importante en Israel.
But it was also a crucial time for the prophet Isaiah.
Pero también para el profeta Isaías.
So many of the messianic prophecies that we would read about throughout the book of Isaiah.
Muchas de las profecías mesiánicas
would unfold during this critical time.
Iban a ser contadas en este tiempo importante.
But before the prophecies unfolded.
Pero antes que sucedan las profecías.
Isaiah went through a season of time.
Isaías pasó por una temporada.
Where he was broken and he was hurting.
Donde fue quebrado y lastimado.
He went through a season of time of loss.
Pasó por una temporada de pérdida.
He opens up Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1.
Abre Isaías capítulo 6, 1.
And he tells us that it was in the year that King Uzziah died.
Y nos dice que era en el año cuando murió el rey.
It was in a time of loss.
Era un tiempo de pérdida.
It was in a time of adversity.
Era un tiempo de adversidad.
It was in the year that the king died.
Era en el año que murió el rey.
That I also saw.
Que yo también vi.
I saw the king in his death.
Vi el rey en su muerte.
I saw the pathological situation.
Miré la situación patológica.
But I also saw.
Pero también miré.
The Lord.
El Señor.
High and lifted up.
Alto y levantado.
I saw the problem.
Miré el problema.
But I also saw the solution.
Pero también miré la solución.
Can I tell you?
Te puedo decir.
That it's up to you to choose.
Que es de ti que tienes
what
que escoger.
You see during this season.
Tienes que escoger lo que miras en
you
esta
may
temporada.
Say, I see the king dead.
Dices, puedo ver el rey muerto.
But you can also see.
Pero también puedes ver.
The Lord high and lifted up.
El Señor alto y levantado.
And his train filling the temple.
Y su velo llenaba el trono.
It's your choice tonight.
Es tu decisión esta
what
noche.
Are you gonna see?
¿Qué vas a ver?
Are you gonna look at your life through the problem?
¿Verás tu vida por el problema?
Are you gonna look at the light, your life through your past?
¿O verás tu vida por el pasado?
Are you gonna look at your life through the way that people define you.
Verás tu vida por las definiciones
through
de los
your
demás,
reputation.
Por tu reputación.
Through the problems that have unfolded in your life.
Por los problemas que has tenido ya.
Are you going to say nope in this season?
O dirías, no, en esta
temporada. I'm going to also see the Lord.
También miré el Señor.
High and lifted up.
Miraré el Señor alto y levantado.
I'm going to also see the universal plan
también
of God.
Miré el plan universal de Dios.
I'm going to also see the unfolding drama of the kingdom of
miraré
God.
El drama del reino de Dios.
I saw also the Lord.
Miré también el Señor.
Sitting upon a throne.
Sentado en su trono.
He was high and lifted up and his train filled the temple.
Su trono alto y sublime.
Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face and with twain he covered his feet and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. You see, what God wanted to do in the earth,
lo que Dios quería hacer en la tierra,
was not defined by what was happening in the earth.
No era definido por lo que estaba en la tierra.
But God wanted to fill the whole earth with His glory.
Pero Dios quería llenar toda la tierra de su gloria.
It was what was happening in heaven.
Era lo que estaba pasando en los cielos.
That defined what could be in the earth.
Que definió lo que iba a ser en la tierra.
But somebody had to look through the telescope.
Pero alguien tenía que mirar por un telescopio.
You see, when the preacher was exhorting tonight,
cuando el predicador exhortaba esta noche,
he was talking about praising God in the firmament of His power.
Hablaba de alabar a Dios en el firmamento de su poder.
Have you ever stopped and asked yourself the question?
¿No te has preguntado la pregunta?
What is praising God in the firmament of His power?
¿Qué es alabar a Dios en el firmamento?
What I read in the Word of God is that the firmament is what divided the waters above from the waters beneath.
Lo que leo es que es el firmamento divide las aguas de arriba y de abajo.
And so what is represented by the king praising God?
Lo que es representado por el rey alabando a Dios.
Is someone standing in between heaven and earth?
Es alguien parado en medio del cielo y la tierra.
Because there are moments where you want to penetrate the veil.
Porque hay momentos que quieres penetrar el velo.
There are moments where you're like the high priest standing on this side of the curtain.
Hay momentos como eres el sumo sacerdote.
And you're trying to figure out how to get through the veil.
Y quieres averiguar cómo pasar por el velo.
Into the holy of holies.
Al lugar santísimo.
Because your problem's too big for you to fix it.
Porque tu problema es más grande para que tú.
When you praise God in the firmament of His power.
Cuando alabas a Dios en el firmamento de
su poder. You're praising God in between the problem and the solution.
Alabas a Dios en medio del problema y la solución.
You don't have the answer yet.
No tienen la respuesta todavía.
You don't see the answer yet.
No ves la respuesta todavía.
But instead of holding your praise back,
pero en vez de nomás detener tu alabanza,
you say, I'm going to praise God in the firmament.
Dices, alabaré a Dios en el firmamento.
I'm going to praise God in the in-between.
Lo alabaré en medio.
I'm going to praise God while the answer still has not come.
Alabaré cuando la respuesta todavía no ha llegado.
Because that's where the knowledge is.
Porque ahí es donde está el conocimiento.
That in order to get through the veil,
para poder pasar por el velo,
I've got to praise God in the firmament.
Tengo que alabar a Dios en el firmamento.
When you praise God in the firmament,
cuando alabas a Dios en el firmamento,
you begin to open a portal in the spirit,
abrir una puerta en el espíritu,
to allow what's happening in heaven,
para permitir lo que está en el
to
cielo,
break down into the earth,
que rompa y entra en la tierra.
I'm here to tell somebody tonight,
le vengo a decir a alguien esta
you
noche,
don't have to stay the way it has
no te tienes
been.
Que quedar como estás.
You don't have to stay in the level of dominion you have seen.
No, no te quieres quedar en ese
but
dominio.
God has another level for you.
Pero Dios tiene otro nivel para
God
ti.
Has another level of dominion
Dios tiene otro
for
nivel
you.
De dominio.
God has another level of anointing for you.
Dios tiene otro nivel de anointing
para ti.
But you've
got to be willing.
Pero tienes que estar dispuesto.
To praise God in the firmament.
En el firmamento.
In the in between.
En medio.
Come on, somebody do that right now.
O alguien haga eso ahorita.
Somebody begin to praise Him.
Alguien alábelo.
If you want to usher in the light,
si quieres entrar la luz,
if you want to be the source of revelation,
si quieres ser la fuente de revelación,
you've got to be willing to be the portal.
Tienes que ser dispuesto a ser la puerta.
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
That means you have to be the one.
Significa que tú tienes que ser.
Who is willing to allow God to use you?
El que está dispuesto que Dios te use.
As His guinea pig.
Así como tu el experimento de él.
Everybody says I want God to use me.
Todos digan yo quiero que Dios me use.
I want God to move through me.
Yo quiero que Dios se mueva por mí.
I want to walk in a level of dominion and authority
quiero
and anointing.
Caminar en un nivel de autoridad y unción.
But when you say God use me.
Pero cuando dices Dios úsame.
When a church says God use me.
Cuando una iglesia dice Dios úsame.
When a church says God we want to be fruitful.
Cuando una iglesia dice Dios queremos llevar fruto.
We want to be effective in the harvest.
Queremos ser buenos en la cosecha.
God, we want you to actualize through us.
Queremos que tú hagas todo por nosotros.
Just understand from the outset.
Quiero entiende desde un principio.
That what you are telling God.
Que lo que le estás diciendo a Dios.
Is that you want God to cut on you.
Que tú quieres que Dios te corte.
Is that you want God to prune you.
Es que tú quieres que Dios te apode.
That you want God to take you through a difficult season.
Y tú quieres que Dios te tome por una dificultad.
Because God wants to actualize through you.
Porque Dios quiere ser actualizado por ti.
God wants His revelation to flow through you.
Dios quiere que tu revelación fluya
but
por ti.
But you have to be willing.
Pero tú tienes que estar dispuesto.
When the adversity comes.
Cuando viene la adversidad.
To not back up.
Para que no te eches para atrás.
And say, God, I thought you were going to pour out revival.
Y dices, Dios, yo pensaba que ibas a
God,
hacer avivamiento.
God, I thought you were going
yo pensaba que me ibas a usar Dios.
God, I thought you were going to make me fruitful.
Yo pensaba que me ibas a hacer que
God is saying I'm trying to make you fruitful.
Dios te está diciendo te quiero que lleves fruto.
You through a season of pain.
Pero te lleva por una temporada
so
de dolor.
So that you can produce.
Para que puedas producir.
Yep. This year rolled around, and the prophecy went forth.
Y la profecía vino.
We're going to double in one revival.
Vamos a hacer doblados un avivamiento.
You can feel it in the prayer and in the prophecy.
Lo puedes sentir en la oración y profecía.
God was preparing us for a harvest.
Dios nos estaba preparando para la cosecha.
There were prophecies that went forth.
Habían profecías que vinieron.
That said we're going to be fruitful in 2023.
Que dicen vamos a llevar fruto en 2023.
You know I had a fig tree in my backyard when I moved on to Davidson.
Tenía una higuera en mi yarda atrás.
I don't like figs.
No me gustan las higueras.
My wife likes figs.
No me gustan los higos.
My mother-in-law likes figs.
Mi familia le gustan los
But the tree was fruitful.
Pero el árbol llevaba fruto.
And it was producing.
Y estaba produciendo.
But what happens to a tree naturally?
Pero lo que pasa a un árbol naturalmente
is that it gets big.
Es que se pone grande.
But do you know what happens when a tree gets big?
Pero sabes cuando un árbol se pone grande?
And isn't pruned?
Y no es apodado.
It quits producing.
Deja de producir.
So we had a really pretty fig tree in the backyard.
So tenemos una higuera bien bonito atrás.
Because I wasn't motivated toward figs.
Porque yo no fui motivado a las higueras.
But the bigger the tree got,
pero entre más grande se hizo el árbol,
the less fruitful it was.
Menos frutos llevaba.
And you know what I realized?
¿Y sabes lo que me di cuenta?
I realized that if I wanted to have figs growing on that tree,
me di cuenta que si quería higos,
I was going to have to cut the tree, Brother Warren.
Tenía que cortar ese árbol.
I was going to have to prune the tree.
Tenía que apodar ese árbol.
I want God to use us.
Yo quiero que Dios nos use.
I want God to pour out great revival.
Yo quiero que Dios derrame el avivamiento.
But I understand.
Pero yo entiendo.
That if there's going to be a great harvest.
Que si va a haber una gran cosecha.
There's first going to be a great pruning.
Primero vamos a ser apodados.
If the tree gets big.
Si el árbol se crece muy grande.
And isn't pruned.
Y no es apodado.
It's going to be cut off.
Va a ser cortado.
Because the word of God says.
Porque la Biblia dice.
Every branch that doesn't bear fruit.
Toda rama que no lleva fruto.
It's going to be cut off.
Va a ser cortada.
And every branch that bears fruit.
Y toda rama que sí lleva fruto.
It's going to be pruned.
Va a ser apodada.
And you know what, Brother Ben?
¿Y sabes qué, hermano Ben?
You don't cut the tree where it's dead.
Tú no cortas el árbol donde está muerto.
You cut the tree where it's healthy.
Cortas el árbol donde está salud.
You don't cut the branch on the end.
No cortas la rama al final.
You cut back into the healthy branch.
Cortas la rama donde está sana.
So that the tree will produce.
Para que el árbol produzca.
New life is being pruned right now.
Ahorita estamos siendo podados.
Some days I don't know if it's the best day or the worst day.
Algunos días no sé si es el día mejor o peor.
Got people getting baptized.
Las personas han sido bautizadas.
On off services.
En todos los servicios.
Incredible things happening.
Cosas increíbles sucediendo.
And then tragedy striking.
Y luego viene la tragedia.
And I'm like, God, what gives?
Y digo, Dios, ¿qué estás haciendo?
We've had five mamas.
Hemos tenido cinco momentos.
This year.
Este año.
Lose babies.
Que tienen bebé, pierden bebés.
Five mamas.
Cinco mamás.
Lose babies this year.
Perdieron bebés este año.
Out of probably eight that have gotten pregnant.
De ocho que fueron embarazadas.
That ratio.
Esos números.
Is not natural.
No es natural.
Everything that the church needs.
Todo lo que necesita la iglesia.
Every bit of revelation and knowledge and power that we need.
Toda revelación, conocimiento que necesitamos.
Is completely outside of us.
Está fuera de nosotros.
It's completely dependent upon God.
Completamente dependemos de Dios.
And all of this is God's vineyard.
Y todo esto es la viña de Dios.
You see, in our Western mindset.
En nuestra mente que te pensar.
It's hard for us to imagine.
Es difícil que imaginemos.
That God would allow us to go through the tragedy that we're going through.
Que Dios permita que pasemos por la tragedia.
In order to make us fruitful.
Para que llevemos fruto.
But God will take a young virgin girl.
Pero Dios toma una joven virgen.
Somewhere around 13 or 14 years old.
De 13 o 14 años.
And he will come and take her by the hand.
Y Dios la toma de la mano.
And he'll say, "Come and walk with me."
Y Dios le dice, "Ven, camina conmigo."
I'm going to do something in your life.
Voy a hacer algo en tu vida.
That sweet little girl didn't ask for it, Brother Warren.
Esa niña no pidió.
She never asked for the pain.
Ella no pidió por
she
eso.
She never asked for the difficulty.
Ella no pidió por la dificultad.
But what the world needed.
Pero lo que necesitaba el mundo.
Was from another world.
Era de otro mundo.
It was from another place.
Era de otro lugar.
And God needed somebody.
Y Dios necesitaba a alguien.
Who would be willing to be a vessel.
Que estaba dispuesto a ser usado.
It's not my kingdom.
No es mi reino.
It's not my plan.
No es mi plan.
It's not my purpose.
No es mi propósito.
He's God.
Él es Dios.
I'm not God.
Yo no soy Dios.
But God needed somebody.
Pero Dios necesitaba alguien.
Who would be willing.
Que estaba dispuesto.
To be a vessel for him.
Ser usado por Dios.
He took Mary by the hand.
Tomó a María de la mano.
And he began to talk to her.
Y empezó a hablar con ella.
He began to give her revelation.
Le empezó a dar revelación.
He puts a seed on the inside of her.
Pone una semilla dentro de ella.
God controls life and death.
Dios controla la vida y la muerte.
He holds it in the palm of his hand.
Él lo toma en su mano.
Something begins to grow and germinate.
Algo empieza a crecer en ahí.
Something begins to produce on the inside of her.
Algo empieza a producir adentro de ella.
She's excited.
Ella está emocionada.
She's ecstatic.
Ella está energizada.
Something wonderful is going to come out of her life.
Algo maravilloso va a suceder.
And then she encounters the prophet in the temple.
Y luego encuentra al profeta en el templo.
She's going through the process of circumcision.
Está pasando por el proceso.
And the prophet looks at her.
Y el profeta la mira.
He said, "This young man
y le dice, este joven
is set for the rise and fall of many in Israel."
Es para la levantar y caída de muchos.
And then he looks down into Mary's soul.
Y mira la alma de María.
And he begins to tell Mary,
y le empieza a decir a María,
a sword is going to pierce through your side also.
Una espada traspasará tu lado también.
But I want you to think about what he said.
Pero quiero que pienses lo que dijo.
He said that the thoughts of many,
para que los pensamientos de muchos,
might be revealed.
Puedan ser revelados.
What he was telling Mary,
lo que le estaba diciendo a María,
is that I chose you,
yo te escogí a ti,
to be the vessel to carry the promise,
para ser el que va a llevar la
so
promesa,
that revelation could come to the world,
para que la revelación venga
that
al mundo,
without you,
que sin ti,
the world was never going to experience.
El mundo nunca iba a experimentar.
If there's ever going to be revelation,
si va a haber revelación,
if there's ever going to be anointing,
si va a haber unción,
if there's ever going to be power,
si va a haber poder,
there has to first be pain.
Tiene que haber primero el dolor.
And the pain and the revelation,
y con dolor y revelación,
are directly tied together.
Están conectados.
I come to preach to the church
le
tonight,
a predicar a la iglesia esta noche,
and tell you God will send a season,
y decir, Dios mandará una temporada,
of pain to your life,
de dolor a tu vida,
so that revelation will come,
para que la revelación venga,
that will alter the world that you're living
que cambie el mundo donde estás
but
viviendo.
But you've got to be willing to allow God,
pero tienes que estar dispuesto
to
que Dios
use you as a vessel in his kingdom,
use como un instrumento en su reino.
He came to his own.
Él vino a los suyos.
He was revelation, the revelation of God.
Él era revelación, la revelación
he
de Dios.
Was light that shone in the darkness.
Era la luz en la oscuridad.
And the darkness could not comprehend it.
Y la oscuridad no lo entendió.
He was the omniscient God.
Era el Dios omnisciente.
The all-knowing God.
El Dios que todo lo sabe.
He came unto his own and they didn't know him.
Él vino a los suyos y no lo conocieron.
He was the omnipresent God.
Era el Dios omnipresente.
He came unto his own and they didn't receive his presence.
Él vino a los suyos y no recibieron su presencia.
He was the light of the world.
Era la luz del mundo.
And the darkness could not apprehend him.
Y la oscuridad no prevaleció.
It could not comprehend him.
No pudo comprenderlo.
He came to reveal himself to humanity.
Él vino a revelarse a la humanidad.
He was the greater light.
Él era la luz más grande.
He was the greater motive.
Era el motivo más grande.
But even God in his omnipresence.
Pero aún Dios en su omnipresencia.
Even God in his omniscience.
Aún Dios en su omnisciencia.
He was the source outside of us.
Era la fuente afuera de
that
nosotros.
We were completely dependent upon.
Completamente dependíamos de él.
The source of knowledge.
La fuente de conocimiento.
The source of revelation.
La fuente de revelación.
But even God, when he became a man,
pero también Dios cuando se hizo un hombre,
he subjected his will,
sometió su voluntad,
as a human being,
como un ser humano,
to the will of the outside source,
a la voluntad de una fuente de afuera.
There was something in the man,
había algo en el hombre,
that said, if it be possible,
que decía, si es posible,
let this cup pass from me,
que este vaso pase de
it's
mí.
It's our human will,
es nuestra humana voluntad,
the human will that says I don't want the pain,
la voluntad humana que no quiere el dolor,
that says I don't want the discomfort.
Dice, no quiero ser incómodo.
But there was a greater will present.
Pero hay una voluntad más grande.
That said, nevertheless.
Que dice, sin embargo.
Not my will.
No sea mi voluntad.
But thy will be done.
Pero la voluntad tuya.
My will says.
Mi voluntad dice.
My kingdom come.
Mi reino viene.
My will be done.
Mi voluntad sea hecha.
On the earth as it is in heaven.
En esta tierra como en los cielos.
But there's an outside source.
Pero hay una fuente de afuera.
That is the power source.
Que es el poder.
That knows everything.
Que sabe todo.
That holds it all in the palm of his hand.
Que tiene en la palma de sus manos.
He's the watcher of the Old Testament.
Es el que mira el Antiguo
Testamento.
He's
hovering over creation.
Es el que está en la creación.
His eyes are looking to and fro in the earth.
Sus ojos están mirando en la tierra.
He's the light of God.
Es la luz de Dios.
He's the revelation.
Es la revelación.
He's the truth personified.
Es la verdad personificada.
He's all the energy that I need.
Es toda la energía que necesito.
He's all the health that I need.
Es toda la salud que
He's
necesito.
He's all the restoration that I need.
Es la restauración que
He's
necesito.
All the power that I need.
Es el poder que necesito.
He's all the glory that I need.
Es toda la gloria que necesito.
But He's not partial.
Pero no es parcial.
He's not in shadow.
No es en sombra.
He's not in restriction.
No es en restricción.
But He is all of that.
Pero es todo eso.
In its fullness.
En su enteridad.
In its entirety.
En su enteridad.
In its expansiveness.
En su expansión.
He was everything.
Era todo.
Everybody say He was everything.
Todos digan era todo.
But He became restricted.
Pero se hizo restringido.
He was everywhere.
Era toda partes.
But He made Himself spatially limited.
Pero se hizo limitado en un lugar.
He had all knowledge.
Él tenía todo conocimiento.
But He subjected that to hunger and thirst.
Pero lo sometió a la hambre y la sed.
He had all power.
Él tenía todo poder.
But He put it in a vessel of clay.
Pero lo puso en una de barro.
He was the source.
Él era la fuente.
But He made Himself dependent upon the same sunlight that you are.
Pero se hizo dependiente del mismo sol que tú.
He grew in His body.
Él creció en su cuerpo.
Those little bones.
Esos huesos.
In that perfect body.
En ese cuerpo perfecto.
We're dependent upon calcium.
Dependían del calcio.
We're dependent upon the nutrients that came down from above.
Dependían de los nutrientes que venían de arriba.
The Spirit of God overshadowed Mary.
El Espíritu de Dios vino sobre María.
Isaiah chapter 42.
Isaías 42.
The writer says, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he hath set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thine hand, and I will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light unto the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praises from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that are in therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar doth inhabit it, let the inhabitants of the rocks sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. I will make the rivers islands and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind? And now he's beginning to tell us the riddle. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? What he's trying to tell them is that the God of all creation,
es que Dios de la creación,
when he robed himself in flesh,
cuando él tomó ese velo de carne,
he came to open the eyes of the blind.
Él vino a abrir los ojos de los
he
ciegos.
Came to unstop the deaf ears.
Él vino a abrir a los que están sordos.
But he begins to tell them,
pero les empieza a decir,
that in all of his efforts,
que en todos sus esfuerzos,
the perfect of the Lord,
el perfecto, los perfectos
is going to be blind to everything else.
Va a ser ciego para todo lo
the
demás.
One who is perfect,
el que es perfecto,
is going to be deaf to everything else.
Va a ser sordo a todo lo demás.
What I'm here to tell you tonight
lo que
is
te voy a decir esta noche es esto.
That God wants to open blind eyes.
Es que Dios quiere abrir los ojos
and God
ciegos.
Wants to unstop deaf ears.
Y Dios quiere que oigan los
sordos. But in order for you to walk in that kind of ministry,
pero para que tú camines en ese
your
ministerio,
eyes are going to have to be closed to everything
tus
else.
Ojos van a estar encerrados a todos los demás.
His eyes were closed to his will.
Sus ojos estaban cerrados a su voluntad.
His eyes were closed to his desires.
Sus ojos estaban cerrados a sus deseos.
He heard the noise.
Él escuchó el sonido.
He heard the chatter.
Escuchó los ruidos.
The Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
That he knew everything that was within man.
Él sabía todo lo que estaba en hombre.
He knew.
Él sabía.
He wasn't just judging the scene.
No solo juzgaba la escena.
Like humanity does.
Como lo hace la humanidad.
He wasn't just judging.
No solamente juzgaba.
The known.
Lo conocido.
Through a finite lens.
Por una vista finita.
But he knew everything.
Pero sabía todo.
He knew what was within man.
Sabía lo que estaba dentro del hombre.
He knew the desires of man's heart.
Sabía los deseos de los hombres.
He didn't just know in the moment that Peter denied him.
No solamente sabía que lo negó Pedro.
But he knew the imagination in Peter's heart.
Pero sabía la imaginación en su
before
corazón.
The denial ever ushered forth out of his mouth.
Antes que lo negaba de su boca.
He didn't just know that he was going to be betrayed of Judas.
No solamente sabía que lo iba a
traicionar Judas. Knew before Judas ever betrayed him.
Pero sabía antes que lo traicionó.
While the plan was formulating in Judas's mind.
Cuando el plan estaba formado en su mente.
What must it have sounded like?
¿Cómo se sentía?
In the mind of God.
En la mente de Dios.
While he was standing on the earth.
Mientras estaba parado en la tierra.
Hearing the cacophony of voices.
Escuchando todas las voces.
And noise around him.
Y el sonido alrededor.
About everything that was unfolding.
De todo lo que estaba sucediendo.
In the heart of man.
En el corazón del hombre.
In the mind of man.
En la mente del hombre.
In the imagination of man.
En la imaginación del hombre.
But he became deaf.
Pero se hizo sordo.
To the plans that they had for him.
Para los planes que tenían
he
para él.
Became blind.
Se hizo ciego.
To the whipping post he knew was coming.
Para los lastigazos
because
que iban a venir.
He was anticipating.
Porque él estaba esperando.
A harvest that was going to come.
Una cosecha que iba a
that
venir.
That was going to change the world.
Que iba a cambiar el mundo.
I wonder if the, in this season of time.
Me pregunto si en esta temporada.
God is trying to make the church.
Dios está queriendo hacer la iglesia.
Deaf to our own plans.
Ciego a nuestros propios planes.
Blind to our own desires.
Sordo a nuestros propios deseos.
Dumb to being able to answer for our
que no podemos ni responder por nosotros.
In exchange for embracing the plan and the purpose of God.
Para abrazar el plan y propósito de Dios.
I wonder if God's taking us through a season right now.
Me pregunto si Dios está llevando por una temporada.
I wonder if God stopped an evangelist RV.
Me pregunto si Dios paró un evangelista.
Broke his RV down.
Quebró su vehículo.
Left him on the side of the road.
Lo dejó en la calle, a un lado de la calle.
Wondering how it was going to happen.
Preguntando él cómo iba a pasar.
In the middle of a season.
En medio de una temporada.
where people are having their dreams crushed.
Donde sus sueños están destruidos.
Things we don't understand.
Las cosas que no entendemos.
Things we can't make sense of.
Cosas que no podemos comprender.
And God said, guess what?
Pero Dios dice,
I'm orchestrating the parts.
Yo estoy ordenando las partes.
I'm aligning the pieces.
Yo estoy poniendo en línea las partes.
I have a will that you can't even comprehend.
Tengo voluntad que no puedes entender.
And I want to tune your ears to my voice.
Yo quiero que tu oído escuche.
I want to tune your ears to my plan.
Quiero que tu oído escuche mis planes.
I want to tune your ears to my purpose.
Quiero que tu oído esté en mi propósito.
Brother Dunn, when you preached last Sunday morning.
Hermano Dunn, cuando predicaste.
We had not spoken before that.
No habíamos hablado antes.
We had not met before that.
No habíamos
not invited you to preach before that.
No nos habíamos conocido.
You didn't know what was happening in this world.
Tú no sabías lo que estaba pasando aquí.
And God sent the man of God to this church.
Y Dios mandó al hombre de Dios a esta iglesia.
To stand in this pulpit and preach to us.
Que se parara aquí para que nos predicara.
To attune our ears to what God is trying to tell the church.
Para que escuchemos nuestro oído a lo que Dios está diciendo.
God sent a prophet to us.
Dios mandó un profeta.
God sent your wife here to share her testimony tonight.
Dios mandó a su esposa para que compartiera su
to
testimonio.
To say God can take a situation.
Para decir Dios puede tomar una situación.
That seems like it's over.
Que se parece que está ya acabó.
That seems like it's the end of the story.
Que se parece que es el final de la historia.
And God can birth something in a little broken girl.
Y Dios puede nacer algo en una mujer.
In a situation that I could not even imagine.
En una situación que ni siquiera me puedo imaginar.
Having to navigate.
Que podía pasar.
And God can allow forgiveness to grow.
Y Dios puede permitir que el perdón.
God can heal a broken heart.
Dios puede sanar el corazón quebrado.
And restore the years that the cankerworm and the palmer worm and the locust have devoured.
Y restaurar los años que los gusanos se han comido.
And God can put the ministry down on the inside of you.
Y Dios puede poner el ministerio adentro de ti.
That can save your mama.
Que puede salvar a tu mamá.
Who's broken and bitter.
Que está quebrada y amargada.
Who doesn't want to have anything to do with this.
Que no quiere nada con esto.
God can use you to save your backslidden family members.
Dios puede usar para salvar a tus miembros.
God can use you to pour out revival
a
in your community. But you have to be willing.
Pero tú tienes que estar dispuesto.
To allow God to use this season of your life.
Que Dios use esta temporada de tu vida.
For His glory.
Para su gloria.
Praise God. He was deaf.
Estaba sordo.
To all of the voices.
A todas las voces.
The insecurity, the fear.
La inseguridad, el miedo.
The anxiety.
La ansiedad.
I heard Brother Miles Young preaching tonight in Sacramento.
Escuché el Miles Young predicar.
Musicians, you can come.
Músicos pueden venir.
I sent him a text message. I told him I appreciate the word.
Le mandé un mensaje, aprecio la palabra.
It's the most raw that I've ever heard him.
Es lo más que lo he escuchado.
And he was basically just preaching about being real.
Y estaba predicando de ser real.
In the middle of a selfie generation.
En medio de una generación.
He was talking about being authentic.
De siendo alguien auténtico.
And he began to go down the list of the things that have happened in his life lately.
Y empezó a contar las cosas que pasaron en su vida.
Just listed them item by item.
Las nombró una por una.
Surgeries.
Cirugías.
Bishop Wilson had a surgery to remove cancer this week.
El obispo tenía una cirugía para el cáncer.
Sister Sheila Young is going through a terrible situation in her health and her body.
Hermana Sheila Young tiene una enfermedad en su cuerpo.
He just went down the list.
Y empezó a contar la lista.
I'm telling you that God is getting the church ready.
Dios está preparando la iglesia
for a last push revival.
Para el último empuje de avivamiento.
I don't know how long we have left.
Yo no sé cuánto tiempo nos sobra.
But I sense.
Pero yo siento.
That God is purging His church.
Que Dios está purgando su iglesia.
That God is allowing some things to come into the church.
Dios está permitiendo que cosas vengan aquí.
To prepare us for what's coming.
Para que nos preparen para lo que viene.
And I'm just here to tell you.
Y yo te voy a decir.
This is not a day to allow unforgiveness to live in your heart.
No es un día para que no viva el perdón en tu corazón.
This is not a day to get bitter.
No es un día que te amargues.
This is not a day to have aught against anybody.
No es un día para que te enojes con nadie.
This is not a day to be angry with God.
No es un día para que te enojes con Dios.
This is a day to put your life in God's hands.
Esto es un día para entregar tu vida
and
a Dios.
Say, God, wherever you take me.
Y decir, Dios, donde me
wherever
lleves.
You choose to do in my life.
Lo que quieras hacer en mi vida.
I am willing, God, to be a vessel in your hands.
Estoy dispuesto a ser un instrumento
I'm willing
en tu mano.
To allow the wind of God to blow me wherever you want to take me.
Estoy dispuesto a que tu viento me guíe.
God's purging the church.
Dios está purgando la iglesia.
God is purging the church.
Dios está purgando la iglesia.
He's getting us ready.
Nos está preparando
for a harvest.
Para una cosecha.
Praise God. Let's all stand.
Pónganse de pie.
There are some people here tonight.
Hay personas aquí.
That you feel completely disoriented.
Que te sientes que no tienes dirección.
By this particular season in your life.
Por esta temporada en tu vida.
I'm here to tell you that this is the best moment.
Te vengo a decir, este es el mejor momento.
To take your wife and your children by the hand.
Para que tomes a tu esposa y tus hijos de la mano.
And come down to the front.
Y vengas acá al frente.
And make a commitment.
Y hagas un compromiso con Dios.
That God, whatever you have for my life.
Lo que Dios tenga para ti.
Whatever your plan and your purpose is for my life.
Para que le digas Dios tu plan que
I want my family to be in perfect alignment with that plan and purpose.
Yo quiero que mi familia esté alineado con ese
there
propósito.
There are people that are experiencing fatigue.
Hay personas que están experimentando fatiguez.
Spiritual exhaustion.
Y están cansados en espíritu.
And you don't know where it's coming from.
Y no sabes de dónde viene.
I'm here to tell you that it's spiritual.
Te vengo a decir que es espiritual.
I'm here to tell you that you need to bring your life down to the altar tonight.
Te vengo a decir, tienes que venir a este altar esta noche.
And you need to say, God,
y tienes que decir, Dios,
I'm putting my family in your hands.
Pongo a mi familia en tus manos.
I'm putting my future in your hands.
Pongo mi futuro en tus manos.
I'm putting my life in your hands.
Pongo mi vida en tus manos.
I'm talking to some people tonight.
Le estoy hablando a alguien esta noche.
That you don't know what you're going to do in the next 3 to 6 months of
que
your life.
No sabes qué vas a hacer en 3 o 6 meses.
You don't know where you're going to live.
No sabes dónde vas a
you
vivir.
Don't know where you're going to work.
No sabes dónde vas a trabajar.
You don't know how you're going to get through this season.
No sabes cómo vas a pasar por esta
and
temporada.
The Holy Ghost is saying,
y el Espíritu está diciendo,
come and put it in my hands.
Ven y ponlo en mis manos.
Come and put your life in my keep.
Ven pon tu vida en mis manos.
Come and commit your life to the kingdom of God.
Compromete
tonight.
Tu vida a mi vida.
Come and give yourself to me.
Entrégate a mí.
God wants to attune our eyes tonight.
Dios quiere enfocar nuestros ojos.
To the universal plan of God.
A un plan universal.
God wants to fine tune our ears.
Dios quiere escoger los oídos.
I'm telling you, I think it's possible.
Yo te digo, es posible.
That God can touch somebody's ears tonight.
Que Dios puede tocar los oídos de alguien esta noche.
That he and I'm just telling you what I feel in the Holy Ghost.
Y te digo lo que siento en el Espíritu.
That God can adjust the volume.
Que Dios puede ajustar el volumen.
Of your enemy in your ear.
De tu enemigo en tu oído.
You know what I heard this week?
¿Sabes lo que escuché esta semana?
I had a man call me.
Tenía un hombre que me llamó.
That prophesied to this church 7 years ago.
Que profetizó esta iglesia hace 7 años.
That we were going to look out of that window.
Que íbamos a mirar de esa ventana.
And that we were going to see a miracle unfold.
Y que íbamos a mirar un milagro desarrollar.
He called me on Saturday.
Me llamó el sábado.
He said I was praying this week.
Estaba orando esta semana.
And the Holy Ghost reminded me.
Y el Espíritu me acordó.
To tell you that a miracle is going to unfold out of that window.
Que un milagro se va a mirar por
he
esa
said,
ventana.
I saw you looking out that window.
Yo te miré mirando esa ventana.
And a miracle was unfolding out in that parking lot.
Y un milagro estaba en ese parqueadero.
I pulled up the camera footage.
Miré la, el cámara, el retrato.
Of an accident that happened in our parking lot just a couple of weeks ago.
It
should have been a lot worse.
Tenía que ser peor.
But it wasn't.
Pero no era.
And God sent a prophet to tell us.
Y Dios mandó un profeta para decirnos,
you're going to see it from that window.
Tú lo vas a ver de esa ventana.
I'm here to tell somebody.
Le vengo a decir a alguien,
we're in a really unique season of
estamos
time.
En una temporada única.
Where the prophetic is unfolding.
Donde lo profético está desarrollando.
But if there's ever been a day.
Pero si hay un día.
To align my family with the prophetic.
Para estar alineado con lo profético.
It's right now.
Es ahorita.
Brother Jeff, I'd like for you to come down with your family.
Hermano Jeff, ven con tu familia.
I'd like for our church to get in close.
Quiero que esta iglesia se acerque.
As the praise group begins to sing.
Mientras el coro empieza a cantar.
God's preparing us.
Dios está preparándonos.
Don't you lift your hands?
Levanten sus manos.
I need the ministry here to be sensitive.
Que los ministerios estén sensitivos.
If you're standing next to somebody, take them by the hand and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Si estás parado al lado de alguien, tómalo de la mano.